ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। व्हेन वी ऑल केम टू बाबा, वी टुक बाबास नॉलेज, वी फिनिश्ड अवर कोर्स एंड वी वर टोल्ड यू हैव अ पर्पस, यू हैव अ aim. Now that you are a Brahman, you have an aim. And what was the aim that was said at that time in the beginning? You remember? What was the aim you said? You have to become a deity. Yeah? You have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. But that's the aim in the future, in the golden age. But Baba was also explained much in detail as to, in order to become that in the golden age, a deity, or to become Lakshmi Narayan, that's all the automatic procedure. We will anyway become. But actually, what is that we have to become now in the confluence age? Sorry? Angel. Many a times we focus what we have to become in the golden age, but then it is very important, and Baba many times has said that even if you're going to remember that I'm a confluence aged Brahman, that's yoga. Because when Baba says if you're aware constantly, okay? It's okay? If you're going to be aware that I am a confluence age Brahman, that involves many things. It's just that, not that I remember this is confluence age and I'm a Brahman, but what is that I have to do in the confluence age as a Brahman? Because every action a person does has very much connection with the time. What is the time and what is that I have to do? So when I'm going to focus my attention in the present time, not in the future time. Golden age, paradise, heaven is future time, right? But when I'm going to focus my attention in the present now, God is there in front of me and this is the most auspicious time. And I remember the time, then my actions becomes more elevated. So what is my aim as a confluence aged Brahman? Yes, angel. But angelic stage is a very fantastic experience to be free from the bodily relationships. I'm not caught up in any relationships and people, things, doesn't pull my mind. And I feel very free. You know, nothing is holding me behind. The past, the present, nothing is holding me back. I'm very free. My mind, my sanskaras, my nature, I don't have any like a bondage, I don't feel any bondage, I'm very free. And because I'm very free and I'm filled with all nice virtues, I'm much detached from the body, I can give others. And that's how the archangels are remembered, you see. Now they are the angels who come from nowhere and just they help you and go away. You wouldn't even know who the angel is. And then anybody who comes and just helps you without you asking them, they say, oh, you're an angel. Because you did that for me, even without me asking. And you never expected anything from me. You did so much for me. You did a big help. But you never expected anything from me. So, it is defined as an angel. But then, this is a very sweet, beautiful stage to experience. But then, there is another stage which every Brahman should experience, which is higher than this. Guess? Can you guess? Higher than this? Baba talks about karmatit stage. That's a fantastic stage. Actually, we all have little goals in Brahman life. I should be very satisfied. I should make others satisfied. I should be happy. I should make others happy. Fine. And we all have to always keep attention on these aspects, that I should be happy, contented, and I should make others happy and contented. At least I shouldn't perform such actions that other people curse me. Cursing is not, you know, take a handful of water and say, you turn into a stone. That's not a curse. But curse is something that I feel bad about what you did for me. You made me feel bad. You caused pain. You see? And when someone causes pain to us, there is a bad feeling that is created, and from that, hurt, from that pain, when I remember someone, that turns to be a curse. Oh, you did that to me. That wasn't good. It was so bad. What if you experience the same thing, what I'm going through? What if you go through the same thing? That's a curse. So, we should never perform such things that others should curse us or remember us with pain, that you caused me so much of pain. We should make others happy. But beyond that, people should think, in the world outside, they say, God created man in his own image. So when people look at us, they should feel, this is the person I was looking for. I always thought that God created such world, people having such qualities, but I found you. Now I know God can also create better people like you. I was looking for a person like you. You are really my healer. The nice words you speak, the smile you have, you're so authentic, And that sort of feeling is something much higher than just causing someone happiness, isn't it? So there is always degrees in what we do, our actions, from here, and the top. So in the confluence age, Baba is teaching us to do the most elevated actions. Elevated thoughts, elevated vision, elevated attitude, elevated actions, elevated awareness, elevated stage. It's all connected with one another. Yeah? We all definitely sit and meditate. We all have yoga. And many times what happens, we sit down and meditate, But I'm not able to connect my mind. I'm sitting, I'm trying hard. I'm reminding myself I'm a soul, I'm a beautiful soul, I'm a peaceful soul, and blah, blah, blah. But I can't feel that. something, lot of noise. Is it okay? Okay? Okay. And so it is very important in order to experience in the first place, yoga means to surrender. Angelic stage or karmatit stage or to be a point of light. You know, Baba talks about the point stage. This is all only possible when I really surrender myself to Baba. When I talk about surrendering, the surrendering, the mind, my intellect, my sanskaras, even my physical senses. Only when I surrender myself completely to Baba, that my mind will be purified, my intellect will be purified. Yeah? And I will be able to conquer my sense organs. And if I'm not able to conquer my sense organs, then I can't have yoga, proper yoga. I can't have the real experience that I need to have in yoga. I definitely sit in meditation. I wake up Amrit Vela, I come to class in the evening and night, and good night meditation, good morning meditation, all sorts of things I definitely do. I'm not missing anything. I have a very, you know, beautiful routine, which is very important, but how much I'm experiencing every time I sit down and meditate. Every time I get some time, I go to Baba's room, I sit down. But am I experiencing? Or is it just a routine type of life? Come and sit in class. So the experience is only possible when I, you know, like, you just now heard a beautiful song. I don't know how many of you understand the line of the, you know, the lines in the song, but it says to experience that love of God, the super sensuous joy, the joy that is never found in this world. It's not worldly. It's beyond worldly joy. The joy that is straight, you know, God gives straight into the mind, has been experienced straight into the mind. It's not nothing to do with the physical sense organs. You see? And in order to experience that joy, that happiness, that unlimited, unconditional love of God, that's such a fantastic thing. I forget this world, I forget body, I forget everything. I am beyond time, I am beyond everything. But we are not able to have that experience. You know, my attention is diverted to two different places. You know, my attention is drawn there and drawn here, drawn everywhere. I can't, there is no focus in the mind. It's because I'm not enjoying. When I enjoy meditation, when I'm getting that attainment, I feel I'm getting something, then my mind stays there. It's still, it's stable. Otherwise, mind start going, you know, here and there, and it keeps wandering. Like a butterfly, or like a bee looking for honey, you know, go from one flower to another, just to find little bit of honey. So mind needs that honey, that sweetness, that joy, that pleasure. And if I'm not able to get that from Baba, then my mind keeps wandering. Wandering mind is a sign of unsatisfied state. Wandering mind is a state of emptiness, wanting to get something. I'm not full. If I'm not full within, then mind goes here and there. Hungry. You're hungry? I'm not full. Not satisfied. Satisfaction means mind stays there. There is stability in the mind. It doesn't fluctuate, it doesn't wander. It just stays there. Because I'm full. Yeah? So it's very important for us to really surrender my every sense organ. Many times Baba describes this story in Murali as well. Baba talks about, you know, King Janak. Have you heard about King Janak? Yeah? Yes? You know the story of King Janak? I'm sure you do. You know, he wanted to conquer his mind. He was asking his, you know, people in his court, who can suggest me any such mantra, any such advice, a piece of advice where I can conquer my mind. And conquer my mind in just a second. And there was one person who came in. Well, many people were talking about the, you know, they were suggesting him, but then there was one person who was very crippled. You know, he was crippled from eight parts in the body. He came, he said, I could suggest you something. King said, okay, you could suggest me, then fine. I can give away anything you want if you can give me a good suggestion. And he said, I can give you my kingdom, I can give you everything I have. He said, I don't want your kingdom. I said, all that I have is my kingdom. He said, you have another thing you can give. What will I do with your kingdom? But you have another thing you can give away to me. He said, fine, okay, ask me whatever you want. I give you everything you want, but you should make, in a moment, in a second, to conquer my mind. He said, for that moment, you give your mind to me. So when you give your mind to me, it doesn't belong to you anymore because you gave away. So he said, well, you mean I should give away my mind to you? He said, yes. But remember, when you give your mind to me, you have no control over your mind. You can't think as you like because it's now it belongs to me. You only will think as I want you to think. So he said, that's a very fantastic mantra. You see, so King Janak gave his mind to that person, and in that moment in time, he experienced absolute peace, stillness. Because now he was not thinking. Mind doesn't belong to him, so he was not thinking on his own. Well, this is a story, and that is what Baba talks about, man, mana, bhava. You know, Baba talks about man, mana, bhava. What does it mean? What does it mean? Give your mind to me. Connect your mind to me. Be with me. So when my mind is given away, then I don't have anything to think for myself according to my own wish. I have no desires, I have no wish because it is given away to God. So this is surrender. And then the mind becomes still, mind becomes calm, mind is beyond this world. That's a story, you know, in the scriptures. But here, it's just not only that I gave away my mind, but also I have to surrender my ego, my sense organs to Baba. You see? And only then we can become the conqueror of senses, and conqueror of mind. Because it is these sense organs that pulls us back. And mind is trapped in the matter. This body is matter, five elements. So the mind is trapped in these five elements. And if I surrender myself totally, then when I give away my mind, my sense organs, then I can't think the worldly thoughts, thinking about that person, thinking about this person, why she did this to me, why that happened, you know, to me, why he spoke to me that way. I am not supposed to think. I am only supposed to think what Baba wants me to think. I am only supposed to do what Baba wants me to do. Because now my mind belongs to somebody else. I gave away. You see? It is entrusted. Then it doesn't belong to me. Because wherever there is a conflict, remember there is always consciousness of I. So when I belong to someone, I surrender myself, then I doesn't exist probably. It's only you. You. You see? So it's very important, and that's what, again, in the stories, well, these are all Indian mythological stories. They say, Gop Gopis, Baba also talks about Gop Gopis in the Murli. You are the real Gopis. So Gop Gopis, they even used to tie God, you know, and play with him. And actually, this is just a story. How can Gop Gopis tie God? Tie him to something, you know, they talk about Krishna anyway. But if I am able to surrender my sense organs, my mind, the attachment towards my sense organs, it doesn't pull me anymore, then the deep, intense love I have for God can bring God down. I can tie Him. You know, many times Baba says that God is also, you know, in the can be tied in children's love. So Baba many times also says, I am your obedient servant. You know, you remember me and I'm there. So these are all the expressions set, you know, connected with love and surrender. Now how can God the Almighty be a servant? You see? But, you know, the word servant is not really good, isn't it? You know, people want to be free, people want to be the masters. Nobody would like to be a servant. But Baba says, I am your most obedient servant, not just the servant, but the obedient servant and the most obedient servant. So these are all the terms used in, you know, they are not literally, it doesn't literally mean, but these are all the expressions used. You can understand the intensity of love, you know, the soul has for God or God has for us souls. So there is, you know, the love is such a beautiful experience where the differences of big and small dissolves. You know, God being so almighty, the creator, the great, He belongs to us. You know, that difference is dissolved and we feel that closeness of God. That's a beautiful experience, isn't it? And many Brahmins, I'm sorry to say this, We feel many times empty, yeah? Lonely. Something empty. That emptiness is because I haven't really experienced that God's love. We are away from the Laukic world, yeah? We are no more attached to them because we came away for Baba. And in this Brahman family also, we are not experiencing Baba's love. Well, we get attached to some brothers, some sisters, some seniors, and we get good sustenance. After some time, they have no time to spend with us, or maybe something or the other happens, and we don't get that attention, that love anymore. So we feel, now what? What next? You see, don't know what to do. Sometimes depressed, sometimes not feeling good, sometimes. So we, the happiness, the intensity of that, you know, the feeling to be the top of the world just goes down as we progress. Because all these days, my happiness, my stage was so much dependent on people. Okay, I left the world outside, I came here, but even here, I was dependent on people again. They are Alaukik people, they are spiritual people, but still people. But I am supposed to experience that love from God. Because it is that love that sustains me consistently. The immortal, the eternal being. And I'm connected with him, I'm his child. He's my father, my beloved, my friend, my companion, my teacher, my guide, my protector. And he's always, always with me. Not a moment in the entire life, or leave alone the life, the entire day, not a single moment where I am without him. So that sort of feeling is very important for a Brahman to keep himself up. You see? And so the aim of us Brahmans should go beyond all this. Many times Baba says to be a karma yogi, but karma yogi is a stage where we remember Baba while we are in actions. While we perform our different, you know, routine, regular, responsibilities, but yes, still I remember Baba. That's a karma yogi. But even in the karma yogi stage, I still have a feeling of happiness, sorrow, praise, defamation, you see. If somebody prays, oh, you did such a good job, you're so happy. And maybe if someone says, so much is spent and you didn't do this job well. As a karma yogi, you can still feel bad. You know? Or maybe there is always a desire in us that I should be appreciated for what I did. You did good job. You did good service. Nobody appreciated you. You were running around. You did not sleep. You missed your meal. You know? You didn't care anything for you, but you did so much of service. Not a word, single word of appreciation. How do you feel? Good? Bad? Not one piece of toli. Nobody gave me a piece of toli to say, you did a good job, take this. But why am I... Was I doing all this for a piece of toli? Was I doing all this for a human appreciation? So where is my stage? I'm a karma yogi. All the time I was thinking it's for Baba, it's for Baba. I was remembering Baba all the time. Definitely yes, but there is still a desire, a longing for the result. But we have to reach a stage which is the most important as a Brahman to experience is to go beyond all these things. Name, fame, insult, hot, cold, good, bad, this human world, human relationships, my own body, beyond that, just to be myself as a point of light with my real, original, eternal qualities and connected with that supreme light. I am light and is light. I'm totally detached from the body. I don't even have the feeling of the body. Even being an angel, you have an angelic body. But to go beyond that angelic body is experience. It's such a beautiful experience. Like, of course, when we all leave the body and go away, we definitely go to Paramdham, you know, the supreme region, Shanti Dham, soul world. But while we are here in this body, to experience the stage of being in the soul world is the greatest experience. That is karmatit. When we have already left the body, we have left this world and, you know, we go to soul world, we don't even have any experience there because we have no body. But while in the body now, to have the experience to be in the soul world is such a beautiful experience. This is karmatit. And this involves three things. Yeah? This involves three things. And all the three things are important to have that experience. Number one is a stage, very, very important. What's the first lesson we were taught when we came in Gyan? Yeah? First lesson, remember the first lesson? Right. Yeah? But am I a soul? Do I walk like a soul? Am I talking to others as a soul? Do I see others as a soul? Because I am a soul now. This is the first lesson which we haven't even practiced. We remember about the soul only when we sit in meditation. Meditation finished, red light finished, and then, you know, song finished, everything finished. We come back to white light, soul gone. We come back to body. You see? So the soul, we only remember soul. Many of us, you know, think soul means only in meditation. But that's not so. I am a soul, I am a soul always. So one is to be aware of the soul. One is to know about the soul. One is to be aware of the soul. One is to be conscious of the soul. So Baba talks about consciousness of the soul. You know, one is I'm aware, but one is to be conscious. It's always there in here. Rather, I become that. I am that. Whatever I'm doing, I am that. I'm conscious of it. Always I'm conscious. So this is the fundamental thing. A fundamental practice we all have to have for any experience. Even if I have to experience complete peace, this is the foundation. Now, in the whole day, forget about sleeping time, but in the rest of the time, am I completely peaceful? Is my mind completely peaceful? Yes? We are Baba's children. God is teaching us, is my mind peaceful? She's very peaceful. The sister sitting. She's gone. Yeah? So, you just ask yourself, each one of us have to ask ourselves, I ask myself, you ask yourself, am I really peaceful the whole day? My mind is peaceful? This is the first lesson. I'm a soul. I'm a peaceful soul. Am I peaceful? So the peace can be experienced only and only when I become a soul. If I'm still in the body, I can't experience peace. There is peacelessness. I keep complaining. I grumble. I get disturbed. Every little thing can upset me. You see? I don't like the person, the way he speaks. I don't like this and I don't like that. I don't like anything. Many times I don't like myself. I don't know why am I like this. So there is always it's dissatisfaction definitely, but there's no good feeling inside us. So what am I doing? What is meditation? To have nice feelings, isn't it? Positive, pleasant, beautiful feelings. But I'm not carrying those feelings with me anymore. I am Baba's child. I'm in Gyan for so long. But where is my feeling? You see? So the first thing I need to practice is soul consciousness. Very firmly. It is the most important thing. To have that practice of soul consciousness. And this is the first experience where I'm totally detached from the body, bodily world. No human thoughts in my mind. My mind, I don't remember any human beings, humanly, you know, worldly things. Nothing is remembered. You know, I'm beyond this body and bodily world. What Baba talks about, unadulterated state. You see? What is adulterated state? I remember Baba. I also remember people. I say, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. Baba, you're my beloved father. Then what happened? Oh, did he do that job? I should have reminded him. Look, now let me call after meditation. Now I'm remembering, I just connected with Baba saying, you're my beloved Baba. Now in a moment, I remembered the other person because I had to tell him something to do. Then I come back, I said, okay, it's only after meditation, not now. I come back, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a pure soul. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I didn't see her before. I think she's a new person. Oh, so, you know, I remember people. Many people come into my mind. Many faces appear on the screen of my mind. Now, each one of us, have to ask self, while I sit in meditation, how many faces appear on the screen of my mind? When I sit in Amrit Vela, when I sit in class, whenever I sit in meditation, is it only that point of light, the beautiful shining light is in front of me? I as a light and might, and Shiv Baba as a light and might, nothing else. Is this my stage? Or many faces also appear on the screen of my mind? Many faces also come? You see many faces in your meditation? No? Yes? Faces you like and faces you don't like. You remember those who don't like very much. Than people who you like. Yeah? I don't like that person. So you remember that person because you don't like. So many faces come on the screen of my mind. This is not meditation. My sins will not be burned when I have this sort of meditation. you know, people appearing on the mind now and then. I also remember Baba. I also remember people. I also remember Baba. I also remember people. Or if I don't remember people, I remember maybe past things, past incidents. But any incident is, incidents are connected with people, mostly, isn't it? Or some good or bad. I remember some job which I have to do, some tasks I have, unfinished, you know, business. This is not yoga. Then I'm not enjoying it, isn't it? It's not a, I'm not getting that flow of energy. I'm not getting that current from Baba. You know, there is no flow. It gets cut in between. As my mind skips to people, it skips to, you know, my other tasks and things and other things. The flow is cut. And to reconnect back takes time. And in this process of connection and disconnection and connection and disconnection, I lose my joy, I lose my interest in meditation. I am not getting any experience at all. I'm sitting because I have to sit, but I'm not experiencing because there is connection and disconnection. When you sit down before a television and it's a beautiful, your most favorite program that, you know, that's going to come on the television now at 11 o'clock maybe. You sit down to watch with lot of interest, but there is a lot of disturbance in the electricity. Electricity comes and goes and comes and goes, and there you have not connected with inverter, or there is some interruption in the line, you know, sometimes in the signal. You have electricity, but there is a bad transmission, bad signals, and you're not able to see the picture properly on the television. Will you be able to enjoy? Sometimes you see the ghost, you know, ghost on the television, shadows, and will you enjoy that? The you know, the picture that appears on the screen should be so clear, audible, visible, then you will enjoy. Then you can connect yourself with that. So it's same thing here. I don't have that clear picture of Shiv Babas and the qualities. I'm not merged in the love of God. That connection is not established. There's always an interruption. Then there is no joy. If there is no joy, there is no concentration. You cannot concentrate when you cannot enjoy. And if I'm not concentrating, I have no attainment. If I have no attainment, then I'm empty. If my mind is empty, then my mind goes to other directions. I feel like doing other things. I feel like calling people, I feel like browsing, I feel like doing that. So my mind would go into other things where it keeps me, you know, happy. Because I'm not getting that happiness here. There's no attainment because there is no connection basically. It's interrupted connection. And so the first stage is to have that uninterrupted, totally beyond this body, to become myself as a point of light and nothing else. My own body, the feeling of my body, the consciousness of the body, the ego of the body, the feeling, I'm beyond that feeling of the body. It's an experience. I remember when Dadi Prakash Mani left the body. When Dadi Gulzar, you know, she went in trance and she was asking Dadi, all the seniors and all the people were around you when you left. You didn't even say a word. There were so many of them around you and you just left. She said, it was a beautiful message. I really liked it very much. And she said, just before I was leaving the body, I always longed in my life to have that stage of karmatit. You see? I know, I was aware. I know people were around me. I was looking at them. I know them. They were there. There were so many unfinished jobs that I had to give instructions. I know everything. But that was a stage where nothing pulled me. Service, body, people, responsible, nothing at all. Nothing is pulling me back. That was such a fantastic stage. Though I am in the body, it was just about to leave the body, you know, sometime. Soul is in the body, I know people around me, but nothing is, even my own body, I saw myself, you know, like, they were pushing in the tubes, and they had a, you know, trachea here, the hole you know, made here, they're pushing the pipe here, someone was giving injection, someone is putting a pipe in the nose, someone is, but she was beyond all that. You know, if somebody is going to give you an injection, you just go like that. Because I'm body conscious. Even before it is pricked, I can feel the pain. It isn't even in the body. But even before I imagine the pain when it is pricked and I start, you know, I go like that. You know, I try to shrink. She's beyond that. Beyond that. So many injections they put. Somebody is doing something. There were, you know, quite a few doctors around her and people talking. She's beyond all that. She said that was I always wanted to have that, you know, stage experience. What it means to have a karmatit stage. Even though I am here, I am beyond. It is like when I am a soul in Paramdham. But I can only have that experience when I'm in the body. So this is called as karmatit. And second thing is, while I perform actions, to be free from the influences of the result of the actions. Karma means action. So karmatit is connected with action. And action is connected with the sense organs. And mind is trapped in the sense organs. So it's one is connected to the other. So while I perform actions, this is a drama stage. I am an actor. I have a role to play. And I just, being a detached observer, I just play my role. Yeah? Nothing influences me. The result of the action, it doesn't influence me. People don't influence me. You know, many times, I am good, but somebody else is not good. Their bad thing will influence me. Why is she doing like that? Well, I am not doing. But why are you worried if somebody else is doing something? I think about why is she doing like that? Why is she doing like that? So, I remember somebody else's bad things. Somebody else's weaknesses, somebody else's bad, you know, it is influencing me. So this is a stage where I am beyond the result of my own action, because every action has a result. There is no action where there is no result, sooner or later. But I am in a stage where the fruit of my actions, now I did a good job. I'm not worried about what is the result of it. Well, Baba has given me a Srimat. This is right and this is wrong. So I keep doing according to what Baba Srimat is. And I'm not bothered about what will be the result. Good or bad or insult or praise. I am least worried. Yeah? Happiness or sorrow or loss or gain, I am beyond that because I only have a right to do the action and I don't have to think about the result of the action. So I'm not trapped in the result of the action. The result of the action is not influencing on my mind. People are not influencing on my mind. My own sanskara is not influencing me. People, other people's sanskara is not influencing me. So this is the second thing. Yeah? And there is a third thing, like I was talking about a karma yogi before that. A karma yogi, while performing karma, he is still affected, influenced by the result of the actions. But this is a stage, a detached observer stage, where he is not influenced by the good or bad or profit or loss or praise or defamation. Sakshi, detached. I am an observer. Whatever is happening there, that is different and I am different. He keeps himself different from the action, the result of the actions he does, though he is doing the action. And the third stage is, third thing I need to remember is, here is a stage where I am doing the actions and I am detached from the result of the actions. Yeah? And the third stage is a stage where I feel I am not doing the action, it is Baba who is getting it done through me. One is I am doing it, but I am detached. Another is Karan Karavanhar. It's Baba is getting it done through me. He is doing it. I don't even have the aware consciousness of I am doing the action. Baba is doing it. It's Baba, Baba and Baba. Nothing else other than Baba. Because I, the word I, is totally surrendered. When it comes to I, it's just I am a light, I am a might, I am a point of light. I am a light. He is light. Besides, there is no consciousness of I am doing this. It's Baba is doing this. Baba is enabling me to do this. He is Karan Karavanhar. He does it and he gets things done as well. So this is a beautiful stage where I am separated even from the consciousness of the actions I perform. You know? Then I will experience that beautiful, you know, stage of... It's a stage where even I go beyond thoughts. Only the feeling, the experience stays. One is to describe and one is to be that. Like when you're eating rasgulla or maybe some sweet, some cake or maybe chocolate ice cream, whatever the favorite dessert you like, you're eating. One is to describe about it. You know, you put this and this, oh, that is so yummy, it's so tasty and that. Another thing is, when I put that in my mouth, you don't have to speak because I am feeling it, I am tasting it, I am into it. So I am beyond the description. What I feel about it when I eat, so this is a stage where we where we are into that experience totally, into the ocean. And when we are in it, then we are beyond these thoughts, beyond the influences, beyond everything. And this is such a beautiful stage. When we begin to experience, we begin to realize this is the actual attainment. This is what I have come here for. If I have not experienced this stage and I am into all other things, you know, why this and why not me, and why she, why less for me, why more for, I am into all other trivial, material, you know, issues, even after being Baba's child, then I'm not. Why my name is not there, why your name is there, why she, why he, why me, you know, all in these sort of things, then I am far away from my attainment. I'm much, much far away from my purpose, my aim. When I have this experience, it is in this stage that my sins will be absolved. When I have this experience, then I will become 16 celestial complete. All the divine virtues will be inculcated because I have become that. It's not talking about it. It's not just thinking about it, but being. Talking is different, thinking is different, but being is different. When I begin to be what I want to be, then I don't have to think, I don't have to talk about it anymore, because I am that. And this is a stage of self-respect. This is what Baba talks about, being in self-respect. If somebody says, oh man, you're so nice, you're beautiful, you're an angel, I feel, I'm flying up there. And tomorrow someone says, ah, you're just good for nothing, you, I don't like you. I just fall down and, you know, come back to the ground and say, oh my God, I feel so bad, I hurt. This is not self-respect. Well, of course, definitely when people give us a piece of advice to correct ourselves, we definitely need to correct, but my self-respect is something that I should know what I'm doing. I should know where I'm standing. I shouldn't go by people's comment. When somebody say you're very good, and two people say you're very bad, no. I should know if I'm bad or not. If someone say you're very beautiful, you think you're very beautiful, you feel very beautiful, and some say, ah, you don't, that isn't right. It means I have no self-respect. And the fundamental thing to connect myself with God is self-respect. And when I lose that, and I go by, every word people talk influences my mind, and I begin to feel what people talks about me, that's not self-respect. Then I can't connect with Baba, then I can't experience that joy, then I know I'm not enjoying the confluence-aged Brahman life. Like I used to be in the world outside. It's just that I've changed my dress, I've changed my diet, I've changed my routine. Besides, nothing here has changed. So this is this should be, in fact, this is the aim of a Brahman, to attain that karmatit, which is the fantastic, absolutely fantastic attainment. Where one feels so free, so independent, so complete, and so close to God, so secured. That's such a nice stage. And instead of enjoying that stage for which we all have come to Baba, we are into so many different businesses. You see? It means we haven't really begin to lead a spiritual life. Because I haven't even started to practice being a spirit, a soul. I'm not talking, walking like a soul. Which is the first lesson, yeah? The first lesson. In every situation we face in life, We have to, there are two things we have to answer. Whether I am in a soul conscious or am I body conscious in that situation? If I am in soul conscious in that situation, I pass. If I am in the body consciousness in that situation, I fail, for sure. This is the question that I have to answer in every situation. If I have to pass all situations, these are the two things I need to check. And so, the practice to be soul conscious should be so firm. Not just while we sit in meditation, but even otherwise, in the entire day, as we walk around, move, sit, sleep, eat, talk, whatever we do, to be that. Then the actual joy begins, the actual freedom begins. Then I'll be able to focus better and enjoy my Brahman life. And as we continue to have this practice, you know, being persistently practice it, consistently do it, then I attain this stage where nothing is influencing me, including my own body. Yeah? Om Shanti. Any question? Beyond questions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then again I can practice like meditation, what are the samadhi state?
Yeah.
All these in a now Gaudi
supreme. Okay. Okay.
And but sometimes I feel so fit. So what is it? How is that?
Okay. 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 Actually, you understood the question? His question is like, as I sit in meditation, as I begin to have connection with Baba and begin to have good experiences, I sleep away, you know? I go to sleep in between. So, I do experience sometimes in between, but mostly, you know, I go away, I slip away to sleep. One thing it could be, one of the reasons may be your health. You have to first check if you're physically, you're okay. If you have anything that, where you really need some rest, you have to check your health. Secondly, you have to see if you're taking proper, rest in the night, because many times we overwork 16 hours and 20 hours and we have targets. Maybe my professional life, my other things, and then my home, and then I really don't get some time to sleep. I have to again get up in the Mrutvela and I'm so tired. So this is another reason. And the third reason is, I really, again, as I said, I'm not enjoying, I'm not getting back to that consciousness. One is I think I'm soul. So they're two different things. Thinking I am a soul is a different. One is to be that is a different thing. So thinking all the time in meditation I'm a soul, that might put you to sleep. Because how long will you think I'm a soul? That's an old story. For 20 years I've been thinking I'm a soul and I just yawn and I sleep away. I doze off. Because I'm not trying to feel it, be it. So to become the embodiment of thinking is different, and to become the embodiment of being is different. So I have to become the embodiment of, I have to become the form of soul, embodiment of that form, being a light. Not just think, embodiment of thinking. And so as you think, you get tired and you fall into sleep because you're not getting anything. You're not feeling anything. You don't feel any attainment. I feel I'm gaining, then I'm awake. I'm not feeling any, you know, gain. I feel it's so boring. I sleep. Like many times Baba says, if you're in a shop, if you're a shopkeeper, many customers come and you're earning a lot of money, you wouldn't sleep. And you keep your shop open, not a fly is flying into your shop, nobody, no customer, then you doze away. Because nobody there, you're not earning any money. So am I earning? Am I getting something? When I feel I'm getting, in Baba's remembrance, then I'm awake. I'm just thinking and thinking and mind get tired, then you sleep. I'm not getting anything. It's very important. Any more question? You're saying something? That's it? Okay? Yeah? You want to ask something? Or you need a translator? Okay. Yeah. Actually, we don't have to prove anything for ourselves, for others. We all have, I remember one thing. We all have weaknesses, we all have qualities, nice things and those things that are not nice. It's a mixed baggage of both good and bad. But God believed in me. God Himself believed in the good I have. So I need to just believe as God believed in me. Believe yourself as God believed in you. Many times I only see the weaknesses. It's very good. I need to know my weakness. It's very important to know my weakness because till then I can't overcome it. But it's just not, you think about the weakness every time. I have this, I have a problem, I have a problem. No, I have a problem, of course. But I believe in my strength as well. I know I will overcome it. And as I connect myself and I start believing myself and believing in Baba, my strength becomes more powerful. It becomes stronger. And as I believe in my strength, as I focus in my strength more, my weakness fades away. If I focus on the weakness, then weakness becomes strong. If I focus on strength, then strength becomes strong. So what is that you want to make strong? Depends on what you think, what you focus on. I'm aware, I need to get over it. But I understand the whole story. I have this weakness. I need to resolve it. I need to analyze myself. Why is this happening? But what is the strength that's going to dissolve this? If I bring in a light, the darkness is dispelled. So I don't have to focus on darkness. Why is this? It's so dark. It's so dark. I know it's dark. But what is that I need to do is to bring in a light. So my focus should be bringing in a light and not on the darkness, because darkness is anyway going to dispel. That's what God believed, and He chose all of us from the corner of the world. Who am I? What do I have? What do you have? Are we going to create heaven on the earth? Look at the face. Look at this face. Look at that face. But when I see myself in this way, I can't. But God looked me in a different angle. He looked at me in a different angle. He believed in me. He said, this is a child. This is a soul who can help me in bringing a golden age. He believed. Am I believing in myself? Do I have faith in myself? Then things will turn better. It's just like, what do you want to see? Focus more on your darker side or the brighter side? You see? Well, it doesn't mean I have to ignore my darker side. Definitely not. But understanding the darker side, what is the light I need to bring is that I need to focus rather than just, you know, getting stressed out or thinking about resolving the other side of it. And most beautifully, Baba says, those aspects which you really cannot do anything about it, give away to me. I am there to carry your burden. You can't handle something, I am here. My hands are open, give it away. I will handle it. I will resolve it for you. So again, it's surrender. To have so much of love and so much of understanding in Baba that I can really give away all that I can't handle. Or you think I want to hold it to myself. Baba says, okay, go ahead, hold and cry. He will detach himself. Give away all that I can't handle. It could be you, it could be situations, it could be people, it could be anything. That which you cannot handle, even after you tried a lot, please, with that lot of love and faith, hand it over to God. He's always there by my side to take all that I can't handle. Believe this? Yeah? Do you believe this? No? Why God is here for? What? For who? For us, isn't it? God is here for animals? For trees? For monkeys? Yes? Or for us people? We are so special. God has come just for me. And He can handle everything. So trust that. Little patience, little tolerance will help a lot. Help us to go a long way. Many times we are very intolerant, we are very impatient. Please have patience. Trust and have patience. Things will work out better. Okay? Om Shanti. Nice meeting you all this morning.